Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good job, Scott. Mrs. Robinson, I guess that is an ode to Mother of the Quarterback, right? I guess that's what we have to do now. Tom Crawford gets mad at me this time of the year anyway. It doesn't take much. And he's really going to be hot now because we have borrowed / stolen his favorite Saturday guest for our Wednesday show. And that is Angelique Shingelis, a Michigan beat writer for the Detroit News. Hello, Angelique.
Jack is going to be kind of peaceful right now without Tom. That is a welcome change for me and for you, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I saw a story today on the Michigan website. The football team to hold open fall walk-on tryouts, and I figured this had to be when they heard that you had predicted five or six wins for the Michigan team. They knew they needed some help, and they were going to have this tryout, and anyone who could at least touch the quarterback now is going to get a chance to start at safety.
Yeah, I think Tom should try out. I mean, he's probably got some eligibility left. But
I would think so.
Yeah, I mean, Rich has done this before, Rich Rodriguez at Michigan, and they certainly need some bodies, as I think everybody knows now. They had another player leave the team, Vlad Emelian, a safety. So he is transferring. He requested his transfer, and it was granted. And Rich, on his he's now doing Wednesday conference calls with the media. And today he didn't sound like he had any ill will toward Emelian. Wished him well, and that was all he would say about that loss.
Well, when he talks about losing a player, the player that a lot of people have been wondering about is Tate Forcier. Has he been spotted on campus today?
My understanding is that he has been to practices. He's been to all the meetings, and as you know, classes did start at Michigan on Tuesday, Jack. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is he's been there. And I think one comment that his father made to a reporter who got in touch with him Saturday after the game,
right,
and I think was really accurate, is that when you watch this offense, just after watching one game, the quarterback takes a beating, and they're going to need two or three quarterbacks, and I would really think that Tate Forcier will play this season just because of that.
I think it's more likely that he will play than that he will join the rest of the team on the sidelines. He looked pretty comfortable sitting on top of that bench with the towel over his head.
He did, and I that was a little disappointing, and I think a lot of Michigan fans saw that and were very, very disappointed with his behavior. Now, he did join the team when they went over to the student section saying the victors, and I think they started chanting beat the Irish, getting ready for Saturday's game, and mm-hmm. and he was there, but he did exit the field pretty quickly. And, again, I have to give Rich credit. I think he's handling these kinds of things very well now. I mean, it's his third season. Maybe he's getting more comfortable in his role at Michigan. But on Monday when he was asked about Tate, he was just like, I understand players getting upset because they didn't play, but it is really a matter of how you carry yourself. And I'm sure he had some words with Tate about how that was captured on the television cameras on Saturday during the end of that game.
Yeah, and Matt Millen made a big deal about it on mm-hmm. the broadcast, so it certainly was noted. But
right.
So was the performance of Denard Robinson, and it's hard to imagine a more impressive first start.
It was terrific. I mean, the kid, everything they said about him, that he's really gotten more comfortable running the offense, and he's learned the offense, and he's learned to recognize defenses a lot better, and his technique looked better. Now, I mean, we didn't see any the challenging deep throws from Denard, and maybe that was partly wind-related, and maybe also because they just wanted him to get comfortable and in this first start. But I thought he performed admirably, and obviously the yard total, his yardage total, 383 yards, was impressive, and the way he ran the ball. But, I think I was wrong about UConn. I thought they would certainly be a better team, Jack, and they weren't, and I think Saturday's game at Notre Dame will be a much more significant test for Denard and for the whole Michigan team.
Angelique, do you know what Denard's performance has done for shoelace sales in Washtenaw County?
Well, I was just saying that I just realized the shoes I'm wearing, they don't have shoelaces, and they have two Velcro straps. So I must have, I don't know how I did this, but people have been really talking about that. It's And it's funny when you finally say, you know, he does have Velcro straps on the cleat. They're like, oh, okay. But I mean, it's his thing, and it was pretty funny when he was talking when Denard was talking after the game that he could hear UConn players saying, grab his shoes, and I guess that's one way to stop Denard Robinson. But Rich was joking this week too that, you know, he told Denard if that's going to be a problem, they are going to make him start tying his shoes, and Denard just laughed at him like that's never going to happen. So it will be a new trend. You'll see it. I bet Denard keeps making these starts and doing well, we're going to see kids wearing Denard dreadlock hair and unlaced shoes.
I can't wait for some freshman coach to see a kid come in and say, hey, I don't have to tie my shoelaces. Forget about that.
Look how Denard does without
them. Exactly.
I think it'll be a trend for sure.
What did we learn from the first game of the regular season?
Oh, well, that's a good question, because what I learned is that UConn was not as good as I thought. And I do think we saw a Michigan offense that's a little more settled. I thought the offensive line, even though Rich didn't give them high marks on Monday when he talked about what he watched on film, I thought the offensive line played really well, Jack. And I think that I do think Denard's extremely poised, and he's a tough kid. But defensively, I still think there are a lot of question marks. And I thought that there were some holes, and I think a good offense will expose some of those holes. But I thought the defensive line played extremely well. But now with another loss, another body gone in the secondary, and then an injury to their freshman who started at the hybrid position, you know, they're down two more players this week, and that was already a very thin, inexperienced position. So you would think Notre Dame will try to attack Michigan's secondary, and I think that's what we'll find out this week, is that area is just really inexperienced and certainly under not enough players. I'm trying to think of the word that, you know, destroy. They just don't have enough bodies there. But after the first game, they were confident and they were focused.
Right.
And they didn't get too hyped up about one win. They were very, very just sort of serene about the whole thing. Happy, but moving on.
Yeah, you have to give them credit for week one performance. But as I am going to tell Tom Crawford on Saturday morning, it's a lot of discussion about a game between two unranked teams.
Right, exactly. And then you can't get too hyped up. And I can't overemphasize how impressed I was with Denard and all that, but we still need to see some of the other backs, and Fitz Toussaint probably will not play this weekend, and I thought Mike Shaw played okay, and I think that they'll be solid, and Vincent Smith as well. I'm sorry I didn't mention him immediately, but I think ultimately we're really going to have to see what the defense does. I think the offense will always grade out pretty well, but the defense is going to be still, in my mind, a big question mark.
Yeah, I think there was a fumble recovery. Obiezeh was in on that, and it looked like Connecticut was going in for a score, and suddenly the game was over. It turned around, and next thing you knew, it was 30-10.
Right. I mean, and J.T. Floyd forced that fumble, the corner, and, I mean, they'd gotten the first down on that fourth down play and then fumbled it. And, you know, they score their jack. It's a different game, obviously. But Michigan did just come back, and they seemed to move effortlessly. And, you know, I think that we all expected, though, a team that's going to be able to score points. I think everyone did think that about this offense. But I think we also thought that this defense will give up a lot of points to a good offense, and UConn ultimately was not a good offense.
Angelique, are you done with auto racing now, or will you be back into this with the chase?
I have a couple more races to go, and then I'll be done. And strictly, it's hard. I mean, during football season, my focus is certainly my desire is to strictly be focused on football. But I've got a couple more.
Have you convinced the NASCAR people yet to schedule some of their bigger races during Michigan bye weeks?
Yeah, well, one of them will be, and actually, they were pretty. ESPN was touting on their Twitter account today that the even though it's football season, the Atlanta night race Sunday had a huge, huge rating.
Right.
So they felt pretty good about that. But I think it's tough. It's I don't know how you can go head to head with college football and obviously the NFL once the fall kicks in. I think that's tough scheduling for any sport.
Angelique, the debut of the stadium on Extends last week, and we saw what the bigger big house meant. What about the noise level, the atmosphere? What can you tell us?
Well, it was hard to hear from the press box. I mean, the new press box was was beautiful. I mean, it was a better view than I thought that they would be giving us. I thought we were going to be, you know, moving down toward the end zone a little bit more, and we weren't. But I talked to some people who went to the game, and they had a ball, and it was an exceptional day. And I think that it was an emotional start with Brock Mueller walking out to midfield and touching the banner, and that was a story that a lot of people told last week. And he's the brother of Elliot Mueller, an offensive lineman, and that was a really neat moment, I have to say. And they did a lot of nice things, and there were a lot of nice touches, giving everyone a commemorative pin for the rededication and some kind of bottled water that all the fans took home. But I did speak to a couple fans who said they did think it was noticeably louder. And, I mean, it was an enormous crowd, obviously the largest to see a college or pro game.
A little bit risky on Michigan's part to have 113,000 people with commemorative pins, and the head coach could have received maybe 100,000 of those. In the back of his head if the game
That's
had turned out
point.
Differently. That's
Well, the water bottles might have hurt a little bit more. So, but you're right. No, that was a neat touch, though. And, I think that the press box was spectacular. And, I don't think people really care what our working conditions are like, but it was really a big step up. And I think you know how much I love the old press box.
Right.
This was beautiful.
Do you look for Michigan to keep it going this week and make it 2-0, or do you think that Notre Dame is going to give them all they want back in South Bend?
Well, tell me, is Tom listening now? If he's listening, I'll say something different. But, no, I think Notre Dame's, I think it's obviously a tough place to play,
right.
and Michigan has struggled there. I mean, they've lost four of their last five games at Notre Dame, and, I know it's a different team and it's a different year, but I just think that Notre Dame's going to be very good, and I think Brian Kelly's been preparing this team all along for this first signature win. So against a name opponent, obviously they won last week, but I'm taking Notre Dame in this one. I think it'll be close, and I think there's going to be a lot of points scored, and it's going to be a very quick game.
Yeah.
But I like Notre Dame in this one.
Angelique Shengelis, University of Michigan beat writer of the Detroit News. Angelique, thanks so much. We appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. I mean, Tom, listen to me. I miss Tom. Thanks, Jack.
Oh, that's an insult.
That
I appreciate
hurt, didn't it?
The Angel of the Big House with us. We'll be right back with more. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.